Welcome to the Godcasting Hub with Lloyd Portman, where Lloyd discusses his Christian experiences with God and the principles and revelations he has learned from these experiences to inspire your walk also. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Hi, everybody. It's Lloyd again, and today I'm going to be sharing about a dream I had. At the time, it was very, very significant, and God was getting my attention by giving me this dream, which was so profound. I just want to share with you the fact that God does speak in dreams and visions in the night, and he shows us the way forward. Sometimes we struggle to really listen to the message, but this message I got was so pointed that I could not miss it. So what it was I was taking my two young sons to the agricultural and pastoral show, which we have here in New Zealand. We were really going there on the last day, in the last probably half the day, to get a good seat to watch the grand parade, because both my little boys wanted to see all the animals parading around the circle. We got there early enough, and we were walking down towards where the grand parade ground was. We had to go through a whole lot of sideshows. When you go down what I call Sideshow Alley, which is the road that I named it to be, Sideshow Alley is characterized by a lot of noise, a lot of activity, a lot of color, a lot of movement, so that regardless of whether you went down there with blinkers on, you couldn't avoid being distracted by all the sideshows that were going on. So what happened was we started off down this track resolutely wanting to get to the grand parade and get a good seat. Probably once we got going down the sideshow alley, one boy was pulling on my shoulder or on my arm to say, "Oh, Dad, can we go and do this?" And the other one was pulling on my hand to say, "Oh, Dad, can we do this?" Being a father and enjoying a day out with your boys, you basically don't want to disappoint them. So you give in to them and you say, "Yes, okay, we'll go and do this." So they both went in to do one little sideshow, and that was fun. And then we walked another 10 paces, and next thing they wanted to do another one. So we did another one, just chose different ones on the way down. And I gave each of them a choice alternatively. And so we walked down and we went from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And that was just the way we did it. And all the time we were enjoying it, and time started to sort of dissipate. What really happened was I got caught up in the excitement and the fun that we were having. And it was just such a great time. And the boys were laughing and I was laughing, and time was disappearing. And I was, every now and again, I'd look at my clock thinking, "Oh yeah, well, we've still got an hour to get down there, so, but we may not get the best seat, but that's okay, we'll find a way." The closer we got to the showground, the harder it was to get out of this sideshow alley. I got to the point where I thought, "Oh, I won't bother going and seeing that. I'll wait until the end of the show, and by that time all the animals will be back in their pens, and I can take the boys through the pens and show them the animals, and they can pat them. That would be a better way anyway." So we just carried on with our fun time together. It just went on and on and on, and I couldn't sort of get out of this place because we were having so much fun, and everyone was enjoying themselves. And it was like one of those days that you dream about having with your boys, and you just get caught up in it. So what happened was the grand parade came and went. We didn't get to see it, and we were still embroiled in these distractions on all this, on both sides of the road, and my wallet was starting to get more and more empty of money that I had taken. The funny part about the dream was that I sort of wasn't too worried about it, because I just felt that we were having such a good time, it didn't matter, it would be a day that the boys would remember for the rest of their life. We missed the grand parade totally, and then on top of that, we missed actually going to see the animals, because what happened was once the Grand Parade had finished, the show was virtually over. And so all the animals were taken from their stalls straight to their trucks to be taken home by their owners. So we didn't even get to see the animals in their stalls nor pat them. The whole situation got to the point where I got a bit annoyed that we had missed everything, because that was the intention that we came to see the show on. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I woke up with this really buzzing in my head and heart, and I was thinking about it from the perspective of my life. And God was getting my attention by showing me this wonderful little story, saying to me that I really did need to focus more and not get caught up in all the distractions and sideshows that are on the path of life to your goal. And so I took the lesson as being a message from God in the dream. From that point on, I started to analyze the amazing amount of things that I was distracted by. And I believe that this is quite something that many, many people have issues with. They want to go and fulfill their call from God, or they want to go and do a certain project, and they get caught up in all this, the little and big distractions along the way, then actually don't achieve what they really were there to do. And the disappointing thing was that I had to be really shown this in this dream in a very prolific way, in a very poignant way, because the hard thing was that I had such a good time with my boys, and they came home ecstatic. Like, all they could do was talk to their mother about the great day that we had and all the things that Dad took us to and what we did and what we didn't do. And what we didn't do wasn't even worth mentioning, because we did so many good things, and they had all sorts of prizes that they brought home and showed their mother. And she was so delighted that I had brought the boys home, having had such an exciting day with their father. And she was saying, okay, well, I wonder what the next thing that is going to happen with you boys and Dad on one of your afternoons away. The moral of this is this, that no matter what you're going to be called to do, or whatever you've trained yourself to do to go and achieve in this life, no matter what you've aimed to go and do, there's going to be a path or a road that you have to walk down called Sideshow Alley. And Sideshow Alley is a place of major distractions in your life. And you can be absolutely sure that no matter what your call on your life is and what you're wanting and desiring to do with all your heart, the enemy will place so many sideshows and bright shiny objects and so many different needs from other people in the way, so that you will be sidetracked and not be able to go and do what you're called to do. So I hope this dream that I've had has shone some light on some of your situations that you're involved in. My prayer is that you remember the dream about the distractions that you can get caught up in, so that you can actually focus your attention on the things that you're meant to be doing and know how to discern the sideshows and the things that are distracting you from doing what you're meant to be doing. So God bless you, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.